Welcome to episode 12, the season finale for the Boomack Brawl.
Their special ability that they can feel their fags.
Dark Schneider.
That's not even close to Moose Club. That's from Bastard.
Yeah, I remember. Bastard was a awesome show.
I liked Bastard.
I wish I could see Bastard, but it's probably not going to happen.
We should read the manga instead.
The manga?
Oh, that doesn't look good.
What?
Yeah, our volume isn't that great. I don't know.
What did you do, Josh?
It's fine.
Okay, it's fine.
But yeah, no. Where would I find the manga that you would have to sit there and download? Because we all know I don't know how to do that.
Well,
stupid
unfortunately,
fuck.
Bastard, only the later volumes are usually available either in stores or at Otakon. I don't know why the Otakon dealer's room does not have the older volumes, like, even down to 10. They're at, like, 24.
I wish the Penny Arcade guys were had a booth at Otakon.
That'd be fun.
They'd give away free waffles.
What else did we do? Oh yeah, but Monday.
The spring preview episodes.
Which I had to miss.
We watched Soul Eater, aka if Suda 51 did Nightmare Before Christmas. First episode of Code Geass Season 2.
Epic.
Yes, that was epic when they jumped and kneeled down in front of Zero.
Okay,
that's my favorite part.
I was glad I got to see the last part. I wish I could see all of it, but it was awesome. What happens to the little brother though? That is killing me.
I'll tell you later. I'll tell you later.
I'm gonna forget though. My gosh.
and a common nomade guy.
Awesome, beyond
USB ports in your head.
I never heard of Boom's broken steel plate armor.
Okay, Maid Guy versus Haruhi.
Well, Haruhi.
Or Brock Samson.
Well, Haruhi gets people to do stuff for her. She's not necessarily a fighter herself. So,
but
she could make a meat wall
and
win.
We don't know what the true extent of Maid Guy's power.
He was a professor at MIT.
He has such control over his neurons that he can convert digital signals in his brain.
You're not a man until you can talk to a printer.
My printer's male, and I gave him a girl's name.
That has classic written all over it.
Yes, it does.
It does fan service in an acceptable manner. Fan service is secondary. The only reason why I watch it is to watch that guy.
But he was on fire.
He was on fire. didn't even hurt him.
And he got like savaged by a bat with nails in it. And he was just standing around there bandaged like 15 minutes later, like nothing even happened.
Yeah.
Like the way he grabs the wild animals by the throat.
Okay, anything else? Anything you guys want to bring up?
We're watching what on Thursday?
Hustle Ultimate 4.
Yes!
And maybe Code Geass episode 2.
Oh god, yes.
Okay, wait, so is Hellsing
how about 2
good?
Man 3?
Hellsing
it's 56 minutes long.
I haven't watched any of
Hellsing,
read it, and nothing to do with Hellsing. I don't really.
Although the credits, the final credits at the end of the Hellsing.
I only saw a little bit.
She doesn't know about Hellsing.
I only saw a little bit with the cat delivery boy who is apparently immortal.
Oh, him.
Schrodinger.
He is awesome.
He has lots of scary fangirls.
Do we know how many Ultimates they're making total?
As many as the manga volumes are.
So at least 10?
I think so, maybe.
Cool. Yeah.
Oh, but I have news that will not interest you guys in any way.
What's that?
Kuniko Romantica, I don't know if I'm saying it right, I apologize. But yeah, no, it is becoming an anime.
Yeah,
awesome.
Oh,
like,
God.
Behind the closed doors, became an anime. It's starting to come out now into animes, and they're starting to come out.
What the hell is this?
Yaoi!
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's awesome.
Is it a real yaoi, or just shonen eye?
It's yaoi. Like, my God, the guy goes and starts molesting a little boy.
Enough.
Like,
yeah.
It's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah,
is it grab?
Chris Hansen licking that seat over here, please.
No.
Then I gladly invite you to bring it in the book.
It's not in sub. It's not in sub yet, so I skip see it raw. Damn.
Actually, I do have news. Remember how Gurren Lagann was taken off of the ADV site?
Yeah.
Bandai has it now.
Oh,
what the hell?
What about Pumpkin Scissors?
Pumpkin Scissors is still being released.
Oh, sweet.
Apparently they lost the license to Gurren Lagann after they dumped the first two discs. Bandai has it now. They're going to release like all of it sub, and then next January they're going to have the dub version of it. Which kind of pisses me off because I wanted the ADV dub. But I'm like, what the hell happened there? They lost the license. Probably because Bandai has a TV deal. RT was telling me that sometime a large problem with series that they have to cost so much that they want to go on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And Bandai has the TV deal, so that's why a lot of their shit gets on. Like, Code Geass is starting
Saturday.
Oh, I can't wait.
Season 1.
Yeah, so I can actually catch up to you guys. So when you guys talk about Season 2,
which means Gurren,
I can actually understand what's going on.
Gurren Lagann probably will be on Cartoon Network at some time.
Now I have a question.
What is Gurren Lagann? That's my question.
Is there an estimate for when the Code Geass will be released on DVD?
I saw August 5th.
So I'm probably going to go and start.
This is what they do. They're releasing as a two-pack. You get the first 9 episodes and 2 discs. Or you can buy the singles for $24.99 a piece, I saw. Since I'm just a big fanboy for it, I'm going to spend $74.99, get the box that holds everything in it, the audio books, the soundtrack, and everything in there. And
they're releasing the soundtrack.
Yeah, the soundtrack, the audio drama CD.
I might actually go and buy that.
They get the box that has everything in it, and then... Yeah, you get the standard ones. I'm a fanboy, so I'll probably buy all the special editions.
I love the epic background music, especially when they show the Emperor of Britannia. It's awesome.
My brother pre-ordered the special edition of Metal Gear Solid 4 the other day. because he's...
What did he get? What did he get in the special edition of that?
He doesn't know. He's just Hideo Kojima's tool. And he fully admits that.
His boy toy.
See, I'm horrible. Very few things can evoke nerdgasm from me, but I like Code Geass that much. And when I saw the trailer for the second season, I had to close the door because I was squealed.
If they have a special edition of the Edgeworth game, I'm going to have to be buying that. It'll come with like a neckerchief, like this little frilly.
That's kind of gay.
I know.
Oh.
For the Lucky Star box set that's coming out next week, or 2 weeks from now, there's a t-shirt that has the schoolgirl, like, pink thing on there that you wear, and I saw it on A, and there were people daring the guy who bought that. I guess he must work for Bandai or something to wear it in public. Because it's a pink, frilly schoolgirl outfit.
Oh, that is awesome.
Okay, anything else?
There is still no Phoenix Wright anime.
Oh, that should be the root of all.
That should be.
Epicenter of all things sinister.
We had an election in our club. We had a switch of hands.
Yes, but we can't talk about it because then they'll be able to track us down.
Yes.
Oh, dude. No, they won't. We use different names. No one will ever know shit.
Our voices are very identifiable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lauren, we're...
I'm just saying, we had an election. Someone
except
could talk.
For mine, I sound like the English voice actor for, like, Death Note.
Someone might mistake you for that sometime.
Oh, that reminds me. It is our boy's last podcast. Any last words you'd like to say to our listeners?
Last word, season. We still have the rest of the podcast.
Not really.
Okay.
Okay, you're going to die apparently in a few seconds. So any last words?
No. I regret nothing.
Say it.
You have something.
Say it.
Say it.
Say what?
At the end. At the end you can do it.
Say what?
Don't, no, don't. Okay.
Not yet.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah. Okay, so without further ado, the epicenter of all things sinister.
Da 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 da.
Anime edition.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Today on the epicenter of evil, we have...
I argue that the epicenter of all things sinister in anime are the anime fans themselves.
Ooh.
And countering that,
I argue that the epicenter of all things sinister in anime is Moe.
Today's judge...
Ren! And my co-host, Max!
You're Akira-sama from now on.
Akira-sama, the judge for today's version of the epicenter...
of all things sinister!
It's your podcast, you go first.
Okay.
She goes first.
She doesn't know what to say.
She's the judge.
I know, but she lives in a cardboard box under the bed for the
okay,
last
I've
five
watched
years.
The show, so... But I don't feel like saying anything. That's where my co-host comes in.
Thanks.
Well,
maybe
first.
I should have just
been the judge. He's the judge.
Okay.
I'm the fucking judge.
No, I'm doing the final verdict, damn it!
Yeah, scream. Welcome to the epicenter of all things sinister. Today we have, again...
anime fans.
Versus?
Moe.
I'm going to now entertain the opening arguments. And based on my own opinion, I believe that Frank shall go first. Tell me, Frank, why are anime fans the root, or rather
the
epicenter of all things sinister?
By the way, we trademarked that phrase.
Yes.
Trademark!
Trademark!
Trademark.
Yeah,
trademark.
Fucking trademark. We're going to get money out of this someday.
Trademark. Oh, trademark.
Anime is a lot of it is awesome. Cowboy Bebop is awesome. You know, these things are just universally cool. But a lot of anime fans do not agree on it. They think it's their holy grail, like just up in their tower, not letting anyone else in. And that is what is killing the industry. They can argue all they want about these little things like, oh, that's not the right translation. Oh, that's not the... That's not the right voice actor. This is bullcrap. They're so whiny about details that it just pushes away any normal person who wants to get into anime. And that is why I believe that anime fans are the epicenter of all things sinister.
God, I've been bitching about the exact same thing before.
Alright then, We've heard the first primary opening argument from Frank about why anime fans are the root of all, are the
epicenter
of all things sinister.
Yeah, we don't want to get sued here.
Thank you. And now we will hear the opening argument from
me. Moe is the most heinous subgenre of any anime thing, and I hold it as the sole responsibility of killing anime itself. For every melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya, there were three lucky shits, Rosen Maiden, and even a little bit more, what's another really horrible, Kullanad, there's a horrible Moe genre one. For anyone who doesn't know what Moe is, it pictures stuff I unrealistically cater to male nerds by giving characters flaws or making women incredibly perfect, which they obviously are not. It's also tied in with the harem genre, where one loser gets all the hot chicks, which we all know in real life is unreal. In fact, it's so awful that moe shows become so popular that they inspire their own heinous maid-themed cafes and butler cafes for the women.
Awesome!
No, it's not awesome.
Okay.
It's sad and unrealistic. How would you like going around? It also inspires a new generation of pedophile with the lolicon genre.
Okay, I'm just saying, there are really hot guys.
Knock, knock, knock. You heard it yourself how you said that one yaoi thing. There's a little bit of moe in there. Chris Hansen wants to have you take a seat over there.
Okay, I hate the word moe, so...
And that's why I contend that moe is the epicenter of all things sinister.
Thank you for that, Ryan. And that, you've heard, is the opening argument for why Moe is the epicenter of all things sinister. I would further ask that any members not of this court keep their trap shut for the duration. Thank you.
They shouldn't talk back.
And now, after this short period of awkward silence, we will now have the Inquisition period. This is where I, the judge, pose questions to our arguing counsels. Since Frank went first last time, I will ask my question to Ryan first. First question. Awkward silence. One moment, please.
I should have a counter statement.
Frank, I think I shall ask the question of you first. I'm sorry, audience. First of all, Frank, now in relation to anime fans being the epicenter of all things sinister, what do you think is their greatest detriment to being this episode?
Their greatest detriment? It's the fact that they believe that they are special somehow, that it's like almost like they think they've awoken from the Matrix. And they just don't care about all the blue pills running around. They don't care about spreading it. They just want to keep it up in their tower, locked away, and it's going to end up stagnating and dying slowly.
Okay. Now, as far as that goes, would you, as far as the anime fans themselves, are you referring to people specifically such as people who pick one anime and stick with it? Or are you referring to just anime fans in general?
I'm not referring to all anime fans in general, of course. I'm referring to the ones who give us a bad name. Like the really annoying ones.
Ones locked
especially
in their room?
For example?
The ones locked in their rooms. Nerds who are always on the computers with this shit.
Order!
Nope. I'm the commentary. I speak for the audience.
For example, the Moe fans. The people who make that crap popular. If it wasn't for them, then Moe wouldn't be popular at all. They're the ones who keep giving it money and keep it alive.
I see. Well, that's an interesting argument. Now then, on to Ryan. Ryan, which aspect of Moe do you feel makes it the epicenter of all things sinister?
All of it.
All of it.
Just go to any website, I don't know, favorite one, 4chan, and just say everything's better with more Desu. Desu, 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 Desu. All of the freaks on there, I'm telling you, one of these days, Chris Hansen's going to knock on someone's door. And the most offensive aspect of it for me personally is the way how they portray the unrealistic woman. Just look at Oh My Goddess. They had with Bell Dandy being basically his slave, where being the perfect woman in every sense who accepts all of the flaws, which is highly unrealistic.
Now, would you say that may be characteristic of the stereotype Asian woman?
No, it's a universal stereotype, because once you start fitting in or playing with these sad, lonely nerds' heads, they become that way, and it can carry over to all cultures.
Indeed. Alright then, one last question. Now, what do you think is the basis of the popularity for Moe?
The basis is indeed the lonely fans, or as they call them, need some Ikimori on there.
Oh no!
Trap me.
What the hell? He bashes you and then you give him a free bone? What the fuck?
You trap me in that. Because without the loser fans, there wouldn't be a popularity on Moe.
Okay then. Now that we move on to
the
final argument.
The ripple of sinisterness.
The ripple of sinisterness.
Well, that sounds lame.
If we will now hear final arguments, starting with Frank.
If these so-called hardcore anime fans continue to convert other people to their causes, there will be an epidemic of pedophiles. Chris Hansen and Dateline will be worked to the bone, and there'll be end up being 1,000 episodes of it, and Chris Hansen will end up dying of stress. And that'll be the last threat to pedophiles all over the world gone, and we'll have a wave of perverts from Family Guy on both sides of your house, asking you if you want popsicles. And that is what will happen when these so-called hardcore anime fans remain unchecked.
I'm female, I'm good.
And the final argument from Ryan.
In the summer of 2009, a distinct Japanese anime will create a moe that's so popular it takes all the elements of Rosen Maiden, The Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya, Lucky Star, and Clannad, and a half a dozen others, melts it into one to create the most super moe person. This, in turn, will brainwash all of the needs so they so that they flock to the maid cafes and the butler cafes. The populations will rise, which will lead to the search for the perfect housewife, which doesn't exist, and which they will, and in their obsessive quest to find it, they will murder all the people around, which will cause the President of the United States to send a nuclear missile to Japan, which will counterattack with a Gundam, thus bringing about the apocalypse.
That was awesome.
Excellent. Now then, while I go into considerations, we will have to blab about something.
Pickles are yummy! Pickles are yummy!
Perhaps we should get an opinion from our audience. Councils, you're excused for the moment. Alright, so then, from our fellow, well, not really our audience, our fellow star, since we can't consult the audience, Josh.
That's a tough one. I'm going to have to go with Moe.
What's your argument on that? Comparing and contrasting the two, why would you pick Moe?
I forgot to say Kitty Brain. That is not the most objectionable piece of Moe that I have ever seen.
Because,
it's never bad.
Sure, there are idiot anime fans, but I don't think there's enough of them to cause a problem in the industry. Well, if this Moe keeps coming on, more bad anime might be getting popular. And more bad anime means more bad anime for the true anime fans out there, and that means more, thus anime might be popular to true anime fans, thus bringing more bad anime for true anime fans to like the good stuff.
Alright. And for me, Ren.
I have to go with Moe. Even though there is not all fans are completely creepy. Like, my gosh. Even though his argument about Moe was so horrible, except for the ripple of evil, I still have to go with Moe.
Ripple of sinisterness.
Whatever! Who gives a fuck?
Lawyers?
We've already screwed up how many times?
I'm sure Louis Black's not going to come knocking on your door.
Yeah, no. Either that or we're going to be on the show.
He'll tell us to take a seat.
We're going to kick our asses.
What are you guys doing?
Oh, this is going to definitely have him come after us. Thanks, guys. But yeah, no. Wait! It's a stupid word! My god, it's a stupid word for stupid anime. Yeah, that would be funny. Wikipedia.
You should be surprised what you did, because that Wikipedia did. You used an encyclopedia dramatic in, and I closed immediately, which is where I was and what I got.
Oh. Alright then, I'm ready to give my final verdict. I have selected that Moe is the epicenter of all things sinister.
Woo!
My basis for this argument is simple. While Frank did present the evidence that anime fans do generate even Ryan admitted that they do generate the, and perpetuate this thing called Noi. Ryan, in his final argument, did finally show and display the fact that it is Moe that often generates the fans in turn. So Moe, therefore, in my judgment, is the epicenter of all things sinister.
Woo!
We sentence it to.
I sentence Moe to throw all of its harem into complete disarray, and for all the harem girls to leave the loser.
May I suggest...
They play card games in hell!
May I suggest a sentence?
Yes.
Send Maid Guy after them. The anti-Moe.
I send Maid Guy after all of them. That's an excellent suggestion, Frank. Over.
Okay. Next, video games.
Am I the judge for this?
Yes, I think
yes,
yes, you are the judge for this. Okay, first of all, anyone have any video game news off the top of their head?
Persona 3 FDS games out on Friday. Well, actually, came out today, but goddamn GameStop probably won't forget it.
No.
Friday.
Gestapo.
Majesty 2 teaser was released from Paradox. You know what Majesty is? It's like...
I might have heard of it.
The one of the most awesome fantasy sim games ever.
I might have heard of it. I'll check.
Yeah. The teaser wasn't as appealing as I had hoped, but on the other hand, they did say that the teaser was pre-alpha, so all the stuff that looks wrong with it, it's still probably going
to be teasers
next.
Usually are.
Yeah. So I'm not too worried about how it's going to turn out. I don't really like the starting character art, but that's just me. It seems overly caricatured. So any Majesty fans out there, go ahead and take a look at either the Paradox forums or the heroesofardania.net forums, which are also a really good source of information for that. Other than that, we won another Phoenix Wright game. But other than that, I beat level 3.
You beat level 3 of
Captain
Planet?
Captain Planet!
Yes.
It took me 6 straight hours of playing, but I beat it.
But at level 4.
Yes.
I don't
think I'm going to beat this one. Though.
How many levels are there?
I don't know.
Too many.
I think 6 or 7. I'll have to look. I'll have to look at the cheats and see if I can just cheat my way through.
Cheating's good.
The American way.
How do I reach these keys?
Alright, let's get
this
on.
I've got balls of steel.
Welcome to the epicenter of all things sinister, video game edition.
Dun dun dun.
Wait, isn't he supposed to do that as the judge?
It doesn't matter.
I should be the official announcer.
We'll change official announcers every once in a while. The official announcer next time.
Anyway.
Our final. Okay. Judge.
Yeah. Get started.
Begin.
He can go.
Alright. My topic is on licensed games. This includes any game that requires license for like music, anything that has like licensed character, any of that stuff. Why am I arguing it? Well, ever since licensed games came into the picture with the Atari 2600, a lot of them, they're principally ones, most of them are crap. And you know what? People have been buying crap. And I'm not talking not just a couple people. People in the millions of them started to buy this crap. And today it's starting to get worse. And by worse I mean tons of it's coming out. When all these good games that are supposed to be released, like Okami, they are not selling. And you know what's selling? The crap.
Alright. Your counter-argument?
I contend that Square Enix is the root of all evil. Enix has awesome stuff. The Illusion of Gaia, the Soul Blazer trilogy, and Square had awesome stuff. The early Final Fantasies. Chrono Trigger, which will never get a sequel because they're too busy milking Final Fantasy for all it's worth. I mean, it's root of all, it's the epicenter because they have one success, Final Fantasy, and they are milking it. They are beating a dead horse until its intestines come out. I mean, look at how many different versions of Final Fantasy VII are coming out. And they're not even releasing a remake. Which would be an actual good idea for it. It's like they're insane. And I know for a fact that Chrono Trigger will not even be released on the Virtual Console in my lifetime, it looks like. Super Mario RPG won't be released in my lifetime.
Thank
and they're
God.
And they're not going to make another Super Mario RPG. I know that for a fact. Because these, I know Paper Marios are good in and of themselves, but just Super Mario RPG was... Have you ever played it? It's awesome. Anyway, back on track. I used to look, Square Enix, I used to look and see that their logo was on a game. I was like, you know, this game might be good. I don't look and see that anymore. Anything that, the only company that I really trust anymore is Atlas. But anyway. Square Enix, they're just milking their super popular franchise. They're not letting their other awesome franchises room to like breathe out. I mean, Chrono Trigger. They need to get the people who made Chrono Trigger back, but they won't because they left and went to Mistwalker. The original creators of Final Fantasy are not there. The original creators of Chrono Trigger are not there. They're at their own studio. And yet they're still making Final Fantasies, and you know they're going to be a shadow of what they were. And how are they going to contend with the shovelware license games that are coming out when they can't even make good games themselves? That is my argument.
Alright. Doppel, let me think of a good question.
Silence!
Silence while I think.
Silence! I hate you!
No. No. Okay, I'm done.
I'm trying to come up with a question.
The best.
Quiet.
And Hero.
Come on, Hero. Is this just a preview for the next installment?
Off the list. I don't have any questions. This is the final argument. I can't think of any.
Okay.
You suck at the
job. Yeah,
I know I do.
Do you guys have any questions? Throw them out there.
What do you feel is the worst sin of your...
Okay,
episode?
You first.
Wait, what? Why not?
What is the worst sin of your episode?
Probably when a good licensed game comes out, and then the next few sequels turn to crap. Like, let's look at GoldenEye. GoldenEye was a fantastic game for Nintendo 64. But then once someone else got the James Bond license, they butchered the games and now they're other crap.
Frank?
The worst sin Square Enix has ever done would have to be what they did to Chrono Trigger. I mean, they released Chrono Cross. And there was they had a storyline where one of the characters in Chrono Cross would actually be one of the characters from Chrono Trigger, which would make sense because they're both magicians. But they scrapped that, and basically what they did was they took Chrono Trigger and just put it in a singularity, and it never happened. And they should bring it back, but they won't because they hate gamers. They hate them.
What would you like to happen to your epicenter if it is found to be the epicenter of all things sinister?
What I would like to happen?
What you would like to happen to?
I would like all the characters from Chrono Trigger to arise from their game cartridge and just beat the crap out of it.
Double.
I would like every developer or publisher that made one of these games to be an anti-hero.
Alright. Yeah. For my concluding argument, although I agree...
Wait, we didn't do the ripple.
Oh yeah, the ripple. That's
ripple.
Right, the ripple.
The ripple of all things sinister.
So, well, with Lightning's game, anyone who's a celebrity can get a game. For example, Britney Spears got her own game.
Yes.
Oh my god.
50 Cent got his own game.
Oh my god.
Easy mistake.
And you know how they turn out to be. The movie game with Enter the Matrix... That sucked. E.T., which is an abomination to mankind. All these games are horrible. And no one cares because people are stupid enough to buy them. And they charge full price and people will buy them still. And in like a year from now, there'll be $2 in the GameStop bargain. Which is crap.
My turn?
Yeah.
If Square Enix continues its sins, then they'll shall be, all nerds shall have levels of nerd rage just growing and growing inside them until they all have strokes. IT departments across the world will be shut down completely. Computers, the internet will crash. Nuclear missiles will launch themselves, causing Judgment Day. And then, zombie apocalypse.
Okay, it's time for my final verdict. Although EA and similar other games send me into a horrible rage for making me play through crap like Nightfire and From Russia with Love, and some other god abomination game, that Batman game based off of the futuristic Batman, which is a turd wrapped in shit. How much I hate it. Still does not compare in the comparison to the pain that I felt from Final Fantasy XII, which completely destroyed anything I loved about the Final Fantasy series. So therefore, I rule that Square Enix is the root of all evil.
The epicenter of all things.
The epicenter of all things sinister. And I sentence it to... what should I sentence it to? That's good.
It has to be alone with Sephiroth in a room for 12 hours.
No, Maester Seymour.
I sentence it to be into a room to spend 12 hours in a room alone in a locked door with Maester Seymour.
In a tight bathing suit.
In a tight bathing suit.
That was awesome. You sucked as a host before, but my god, the ending was awesome.
That was awesome.
Shall we do a random Wikipedia?
Yes.
Do it. No, let's do a random Wikipedia. Look up something good. You'll go to Encyclopedia Dramatica and type in Moe.
Holy shit!
Now you know what I found when I went to the library and looked it up by accident and I had to click it out really quick.
Does Encyclopedia Dramatica have a randomizer?
I don't know.
Check!
I want to hear what Moe is.
I was scared. I'm like, holy shit, I gotta get this off right now.
I hate
that was what... not what the Wikipedia said it was.
I hate when they put that word in
I love head. When I love it when I'm on a forum and someone decides to put a random picture of something that's not supposed to be there and I have to click off really quickly. I hate that.
I was shocked to find out what I got.
Yeah, let's see if there's a random.
Go on, have a randomizer.
Oh, if there's a randomizer.
There's a randomizer.
There's a randomizer.
Oh shit,
she's been doing this.
Oh, this is gonna be fun.
Yeah.
Randomize!
Look up Moy!
No, we have to randomize now. We found a randomizer.
No, look up randomizer and you'll see why I was frightened.
Lelastar.
Lelastar.
Oh, God.
Lelastar.
An Italian deviant art lit and furry. And a Mary Sue Fabula who is cock hungry for Mama Luigi and has no life.
God.
We should have been going here from... Oh.
God damn.
Oh. Oh, next.
I think you might have found the new epicenter of sinisterness.
Habita Quo?
What's that? Play the video.
The place where people go to create drama in Ibiza with their wares.
Okay.
I don't want to watch the video.
Yeah, I don't think I want to either.
Eric S. Raymond.
Who or what is he?
The author of The Cathedral and the Czar. The founder of this is what makes him interesting. An arguably high-profile hacker who has been accused by GPL zealots for weakening the free software movement and selling off to Microsoft in order to meet his favorite science fiction writer.
So he's a hacker?
Yes.
Cool. Last one.
And then type in Moe.
Yeah, then type in Moe.
Solaris? A Russian movie about George Clooney showing off his RPC stave technique to pimp the ladies.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, Moe.
Let us see why it is evil.
We should look at the picture section.
It's clearly not what I wanted to see.
Oh, God.
When I brought that up.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And I brought that up in the fucking library. I'm like, I gotta get out of this right now.
I
can just see Chris Hansen tapping me on the shoulder saying, would you like to have a seat over here, please?
I have a question. Did you realize before it vanished a little?
No, like, no. I'm like, oh, okay, what is that? I'm like, holy shit. No, I'm like, I gotta get this up right now.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
That was not what Wikipedia showed me. I got rickrolled on that.
That is actually a good seed into the tech and the internet epicenter of all things sinister.
Yes, but we already have our epicenter of all things sinister for tech and the internet.
Yeah.
Until we found that.
You want to announce it?
Shall you or shall I?
You're
the judge.
Go ahead. Oh, you can announce it.
Tonight on the epicenter of all things sinister for tech and the internet, we have, first of all, 4chan versus
Apple Computers.
Watch as we unfold in this dramatic display of debauchery and heinous crimes.
And that's just Mac.
Oh my gosh, he's dying! The thought of 4chan and Apple are killing him!
I don't know, 4chan is heinously evil. If you ever went to B, you'll know why.
Okay. Who goes first?
Alright. I will hear arguments from Mark first.
I'm scared!
Tell me, why is... You're doing 4chan, or... Oh, yeah, you are doing 4chan. Why is 4chan the epicenter of all things sinister?
For those of you who may be familiar with 4chan, there's only one word necessary to say for this particular argument, and that is B. Now then, for those of you who don't know what 4chan is, 4chan is an image board. It's where you will post an image and start a thread, kind of like on any general forum, except that it has a script, so that after a certain amount of time, it's going to go completely gone. Now, either because of this or because people just decided that 4chan was the place to do it, it cloned a Japanese site in that because of this script that deletes threads fairly quickly, all sorts of shit's going to show up on this place. Now, you have your standard sections such as, you know, A.
Safe sections.
The safe sections such as A, C.
Which isn't really that safe.
D.
Sometimes.
G, I believe. Now, and then there's the over 18 section, which has... of most interesting what you would usually find, you know, you have rapid share, where you can get links to stuff, you can torrent, and then we have something called alternative hentai.
Whoa.
And then we have B.
Oh god.
And I believe that B is where we need to focus our attention here to force 4chan as the epicenter of all things sinister. If you have ever been to B, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't been to B, I'm going to describe it for you. You may want to cover your ears. First and foremost, as soon as you get on B, you have a 3,000% increase in chance of Chris Hansen tapping you on the back and saying, have a seat right over there. If you go on to B, you have a 100% chance of running into inappropriate names for African Americans. If you go on to B, you are most likely to shit bricks. If you go on to B, you are likely to be told to become an hero. If you go on to B, you're likely to run into its complete bullshit and find out that it may be true. If you go on to B, you're likely to be spammed by ugly women and their breasts, by ugly men and their penises, by people who make no sense, by men you have never heard of, and you're going to find out repeatedly that Long Cat is indeed long. If you go on to B, you will find out that there is no such thing as cancer. B is all there is. That is my argument for B as the root. I'm sorry, as the epicenter of all things.
The Nazis.
I don't think we even need to mention the Nazis.
And the traps.
And Pedo Bear.
Pedo Bear.
Okay. That was a good argument. Now, why do you contend that Apple Computers is the epicenter?
Well, just today, back in the old days of Apple is a good computer. But right now, they're evil. First of all, people who buy Apple nowadays are elitist fanboys. Sure, there are a few people who buy their laptops because they're, you know, good laptops. But then you got people who spend $1,700 on a base price for a MacBook Air, which has one USB port, no Ethernet port, no CD-ROM drive, none of that crap. It's like $7 for the base price and $3,000 for the extended price. And people will buy that because they are dumbasses. Also, you consider everything that Apple makes is overpriced. They have a $400 iPhone, a $300 iPod that you can just touch to get music, which is stupid. for $300. Then they have the base, the original iPod, which has like almost 10 times the storage for $50 cheaper, but you don't get any touch. So anyone who buys an Apple product is usually an elitist bastard, and that's why Apple's evil.
I have a question.
Yes.
Alright. Mark. What is the most heinous crime that can be repeated on the airways that you have seen B commit?
Oh my gosh.
Remember, it must be repeated on the airways.
The shadow knows. That I can repeat on the airwave?
Yes.
I don't think there's anything I can repeat on the airwave. And that is my answer to that question. Actually, I just have to say, please bleep this out.
Oh my god, my ears!
And
yes, that should be bleeped out. Make sure it is.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
Yeah, I'll get on that.
Yeah.
Okay. People are going to hell for that.
Josh, what's the most heinous crime Apple has ever committed?
Probably overcharging for every product they make. They made the iPod Touch, and then they release software that's on an iPhone for extra, you have to pay for it. And also, every product they make is way overpriced. They made an iPod, which the original iPod was $300. A year later, they made a better version with a bigger hard drive, for the same price. And every year, they have new products for the same price, but they're only a bit better than the last version of it. And every operating system they make is overpriced as well, because you have to buy upgrades to it, which are not that huge, and basically, it's overpriced garbage. And the fans are elitist bastards.
Can I ask a question on that? Why do they keep their prices so high when apparently our dollar value is going down the fucking drain?
Because they don't care.
Yeah.
They can make a tiny-ass computer who will fit in a manila envelope at price for $3,000, because they know that stupid people who buy Apple products will instantly have a nerdgasm over it and buy it.
I saw that on the commercial.
Plus, those commercials are really goddamn annoying.
Oh, yes, they are.
I would like to inquire.
Inquire?
Mark.
Yes.
Four genres, they're just on their site. They're kind of sequestered from the general public. But the Mac fans, they're all over the place. How do you respond to that?
I believe that the notion, the assertion, that MacBook fans are everywhere and the 4chaners are relegated to a certain area just on the internet is complete and utter lies. Don't you know? 4chan is part of Anonymous, and Anonymous is our brothers, our sisters, our doctors, our lawyers. They are everywhere and anywhere. They are one with us. They are Anonymous. They are Legion. They do not forgive. They do not forget. Expect them. That is the answer to the question.
Doppel.
Yes?
Mac has some pretty solid MacBooks that actually run good programs. Respond to that.
Okay, I will admit, their MacBook is a solid computer. And although, if you price it up to other computers like Dell or like Dell or computers, you'll find that the MacBook is $500 or so more overpriced. Now, are you getting good quality? Maybe. Are you getting the hardware? Maybe. But you get the Mac OS? Actually, don't get Windows, which nowadays, you probably need it if you're going in a business environment or something, because most businesses don't use Mac. And, it's overpriced and you don't get comparable stuff like you would from Dell. You're only getting better quality for the hardware, but as with all hardware, it's going to die eventually.
Mark.
Yes.
It is time for the ripple of sinisterness. What will happen...
I would like Josh to go first.
What will happen if the evils of Mac are left unchecked?
Well, what's going to happen is starting with more people buying Mac computers. Okay. Well, more people buy Mac computers than other Apple products. Their price is going to skyrocket. And then you see other companies starting to die. And then you see Mac getting lazy, releasing crap. More viruses start getting on Mac, And then all of a sudden, you're just going to see Mac try to take down Windows. And there's going to be this great battle, and by the end of it, there's going to be no one left. And everyone and computers are just going to die because there's going to be no one. And we're going to keep on battling, and there's going to be no one really to care about anything. You're going to care about trying to outdo each other. And then you'll see, like, really no good upgrades, no nothing. You'll just see one great battle, and everyone dying, and the computer industry failing. And thus, there'll be no more 4chan.
Mark, what would happen if your evil, your sinisterness, is left unchecked?
If 4chan is left unchecked, which we're already edging towards.
I think it already is almost unchecked.
The first move towards being unchecked has already happened. It's called a dating site, which I don't remember the URL for, but it specializes in having people on 4chan, World of Warcraft, and General Otaku meet up.
Oh, God.
This bonding of 4chaners through a new dating site is already in itself something that is going unchecked. Do you realize what happens when 4chaners copy it?
There are more
4chaners?
No. They breed pedo bear.
Oh my God.
Pedo bears popping out everywhere. From this copulation and from general recruitment to the B-board in general, pedo bears will spread everywhere. Just with pedo bears, we're going to see a huge rise in the number of pedophiles, in the number of, as Ryan argued with his own case, Chris Hansen is going to die. He will be sucked dry by the drive of these pedo bears and their word that I can't say. Forget the pedophiles. Let's talk about some other stuff. 4chan actively promotes genocide. The poor black people, the poor Mexicans, the poor Irish, not to mention coal miners in general. They should all be killed, according to 4chan. Have you ever been on B? Die!
Oh, that's bad.
That's horrible.
We can beat all of this out, by the way.
That's a horrible place.
But why stop there? Forget genocide for a moment.
Wait, what group... I'm sorry to ask this question. What group does 4chan want to be left alive?
Anonymous. I don't think that B wants anyone to be left alive. You hear how there is the cancer that is killing B. B is killing cancer. It's worse than Chuck Norris's tears when it comes into contact with cancer. B is going to replace cancer. B is going to spread from this copulation, from being going unchecked, from all this active genocide. Everyone who doesn't agree with 4chan is going to be killed. Then everyone that's born will be a 4chaner. From there, it's going to slowly spread. Forget the United States, forget Japan. It's going everywhere. South America, Africa, Asia, Australia. Greenland's going to be wiped off the map. Liechtenstein's going to be burned to the ground. From there, it won't matter that there are nuclear missiles anymore. The 4chaners will be hunting the nuclear silos. They'll be
Rule
saying...
Rule 34 on nuclear silos!
Exactly. There won't need to be nuclear silos. The anonymous on 4chan will be... being each other. They'll be posting pictures of each other on B just to see what happens. That alone would kill someone. If you posted someone's picture on B, they die. It's like... flashing sunlight on a vampire.
Well, can I see some? We have posted Frank's picture on B, and he didn't die yet.
Although he has been accused of being a woman.
It's true.
But Frank is a potential man, and that makes him immortal.
That's true.
Longcat is obviously immortal. That, my friends, is all I have to say besides just one more word that we all need to hear one more time, and that is B.
Very, very scary place. It broke me.
Well, I see Mac spreading its horrible, horrible overpriced crap. 4chan did what Mac could not. Corrupted me. You heard me say on an audio recording, Rule 34 on missile silos.
We should post that after this.
No one is immune. No one is immune. You can get to the most normal person on there. Of course, they'll exit out of it as soon as they see something.
You told me to find statistics on AIDS for my stats project and ask them. I'm afraid of what I would get.
So, because of the corrupting influence of 4chan, I rule that 4chan is the epicenter of all things sinister.
Well, then, now you're going to die. As the hackers will come and destroy you.
Okay. So, this, of course, is...
What are you going to send this 4chan to?
Oh...
Is that even possible?
Isn't 4chan going to basically try to stop me
you know
and
what?
Kill you?
We should post our sentence on 4chan.
I sentence 4chan to be pissed on in an ocean of piss.
I think 4chan needs to have a seat over there.
Yeah, and after that, it must have a seat over there, please. Okay, of course, this is the last podcast for over the summer.
Don't we have to just ask if we have any tech in the internet information?
Oh, yeah, do we have any tech in the internet
information? First of all, I'd just like to say something. Please watch your download in torrents. I went to download a torrent file I'm looking for today, and apparently it doesn't work. The only way it does work is if you download some spyware, so just watch. And if you ever see an AVI file that had to download, I forgot the name, but it was some like player.
DOM player.
DOM player. Do not download DOM player.
I heard of one of those.
Or it's like, or there's no like 3W something player. Don't download it, spyware or viruses.
I have some information. I stumbled across this awesome new video series. It's called Vent Harassment. Has anyone ever seen it? Ventrilo Harassment?
No.
Oh god.
Have you ever heard of Vent? You know, the voice over IP?
Yes.
Ventrilo. Yeah, Ventrilo. And they use it in like World of Warcraft, Lord of the Rings, and other MMOs.
Yeah, I
use
World of Warcraft.
So there's this guy who's been doing this for about 2.5 years. He goes on vents, and he harasses people.
Oh.
Insanely. There's all these sorts of videos. He has one with Duke Nukem Forever. He has one with Over 9000. He has one with Arnold Schwarzenegger. He makes his own soundboards, and he does this. I got balls of steel. Blow it out your ass.
That's funny.
I'm going to have to show you one of these other after this.
Okay.
They're epic. And of course, I found this other video you might want to look up. It's probably the longest video I've ever seen on YouTube, 52 minutes. It's called Why 11-Year-Olds Do Not Go on Raids. And have you seen this one?
No.
No.
You need to listen to it. It's 52 minutes long. It's worth every minute. It's about this 11-year-old kid who gets on to this raid channel on VoIP. On the vent server, and they're talking about how they're doing something in World of Warcraft, and one of the girl players, don't ask me why, I didn't know there were women on the interwebs, but she says, you know what, I'm gonna rape you, and then he's like, oh yeah, whatever, and then this little 11-year-old kid taps in and says, what are you talking about? Getting raped by a woman would be hot.
Oh my god.
And it goes downhill from there.
Oh my god.
52 minutes of it. Listen to it.
That sounds awesome.
Okay, I'd like to end our last podcast.
Before I say that, I want to give a shout out to my one friend who hosts the podcast for all these episodes. My name is Ricky. Thank you for listening.
I would also like to thank all of our listeners, you know.
Including the one in South America.
He may have returned. He or she may have returned.
Yes, that's why I said thanks.
So I'd like to thank you all for this little boondock pissant podcast.
Thanks!
Just listening to it.
We'll see you next semester,
probably. Yeah, see you
goodbye.
Next semester. Goodbye.
But we're able to say goodbye or
that's your
like
goodbye.
That.
No. Damn! Shit. Okay, we'll have to cut that part out, but you know what to do.
Damn you, Kira.
Damn you, Kira!
What?
Ah.
What? Ryan, no!
Ah.
No!
Damn you, Kira!
Yeah.
Tetsuo!
Kaneda! Someone put that on form on A.
Looks like we're gonna need a new... new... host... person.
Oh, no. Tune in next time for... Boomek Brawl Idol.